Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T. Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show, the Lizzie T. Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
And we are back, everyone. We are back with our guests. We had some music at the beginning, and I am so excited that Ariel, thank you so much, from the States, that sent her MP3. So right after the interview, everyone, we will have a full half an hour of music, and we will play your song. If you have submitted it to us, we will play your song. So if you would like us to play your song, the email is radio@lizzyt.com. Awesome. So today, as I mentioned earlier, we do have an amazing guest, somebody that is all about health, all about being healthy, all about taking care of yourself. And we know that those are one of the most important subjects that I love to talk about. I love to talk about spirituality. I love to talk about, if you're a coach and health. And this is definitely a very, very important subject. Today we have Celeste London. She is a certified natural medicine practitioner, holistic nutritional practitioner. Celeste is a yoga, a singing, a bowl heater, a master, a crystal Reiki practitioner, mindful practitioner, and she's a keynote speaker. Celeste specializes in helping people living with T2 diabetes to heal and ultimately resolve it. She is registered with the World Organization Organization of Natural Medicine. And Celeste is dedicated, a passionate individual who currently, she is also rebranded herself. And her main goal is to help and assist people to heal. And we all know diabetes is a horrible epidemic that is happening in North America, not just Canada, but also our friends in the U.S. And we can heal ourselves with the right guidance, mentorship, and Celeste definitely is the person that's continued using her knowledge to be service. So if you're listening, and for my listeners all over the world, please tune in. If you would like to call us and for question, the number is 8704055. So welcome to the show, Celeste. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, thank you. Just amazing, you know, the sun is out, shining bright. Thank you so much. I really feel and just in awe of having being a guest on your radio show today. So thank you for having me.
It's my honor and pleasure. And like I said earlier, health is one of the most important things in my agenda. If you can be healthy, it is definitely not a quality life. So for the listener, Celeste, let's talk about how did you get involved? How did you got interest? What made you get into this kind of, to be certified, to be in this job?
Well, let's go back a few years. Living as a single mom, my first child, when she was born, she had these dry patches on her skin. And the first time having a child in your life, you go to the doctor and you're trying to figure out, okay, so how do I get rid of these dry patches on her skin? So then they give you this cream called cortisol. And we're, darker-skinned people. So when you put cortisol cream on a dark skin, it leaves different patches of color all over your skin. So I was wondering what was happening to my daughter's skin. So I started to do my own research, and I found out about something called alternative medicine. I never knew what that term even meant. And so I started to do more exploring and more research. And then I realized that if you keep using the cream, it actually thins out your skin. And so you'll have a lot of skin issues for the rest of your life when I did my research. So that was my first, I guess you could say, introduction to what alternative medicine really is and what the conventional side of medicine is. And that is what opened up the, the hunger for wanting to know about different alternatives for me to help my daughter as a young mom.
Wow, incredible. And I didn't know about cortisone having side effects, but I didn't realize how serious it was. And good for you. It's just funny because it takes something major, like for ourselves or for our own kids, for us to change our life. And you decided to go into natural medicine yourself. Wow.
Well, when you have a child and then it's your firstborn and something like that, any parent will do almost anything for their kids when they're in a situation when it comes to their health. Because at the time when my daughter had the eczema, it was eczema is what she, what the doctor prescribed that they diagnosed her with. And I never used to get any sleep at night at that time in my life as a mom. Because, much less having a newborn and keeping you up at night, I was having a child who had the bleeding eczema. And for anybody out there who's listening, and who anyone out there who has a child suffering with eczema, the bleeding eczema, when it's nighttime, the child wants to sleep, but instead of sleeping, they're scratching. And then when they scratch, their skin bleeds, right? Which leaves you awake as a parent. So it's one of the most debilitating experiences because of different stages and forms of eczema. There's the one where you're just dry and you can sleep, but this type of disease that my daughter developed, the eczema, the bleeding kind, it was just a crazy experience.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine. It must have been devastating and very, very horrible for you. Now, Was that because you're very adamant about, you know, being trying to cure or trying to help people with diabetes? Was that a result of her developing early onset diabetes in her life, or was or that led you to a little bit more research and find out that diabetes could be a cause, or how did the diabetes came into place?
The diabetes came into play because as I went through my journey in life and did some deep soul searching and finished studying holistic nutrition, then becoming a certified medicine practitioner, I needed to find a niche. So something that I just want to specialize in one type of area, right? Because you can help everybody, but, you know, when you're new and you're marketing yourself, then you want to be a specialist for one thing, right? So there is diabetes in my family. My daughter doesn't have diabetes. She's 20 years old now. But I realize diabetes and other diseases are in my cancer, but very heavily on the diabetes part, because basically they have type 2 diabetes because of lifestyle. And I realized that it's happening with people after the age of 40.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when I realized, when I looked into my own family to decide what type of niche I want to specialize in, that's why I chose diabetes. A couple of months ago, I had my aunt in the Caribbean. I'm from Trinidad and Tobago, and her legs were amputated. Like, she has no legs. And then
no.
She passed away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's such a horrifying disease, if it's in your family, that people need to really be educated on how they need to change around their lifestyle changing eating habits after a certain age. And I find that a lot of people who have diabetes, they're very, very ignorant people. They'll tell you right away, oh, I love my cake and I love my cookies. There's nothing wrong. I love my cake and I love my cookies. But if I know that my health is going to be affected and that my children who are dependent on me, and maybe I want to have grandkids one day, you know what I mean? Or, you know, you want to see your children's children. Like my mom says, I want to see my great grandkids. I need to be around for my great grandkids, right?
Good for her.
And so if you want to live that kind of life where you want to see the second generation or the third generation, then it does start with your health. So I put that into people's minds and let them know, do you really care about seeing your family? You might think it's okay to eat that thing, but that thing you're putting in your mouth, if you knew that today, if you put that cookie in your mouth, it's going to prevent you from seeing your second or third generation. Would that help you to make you stop eating the way you're eating in your life right now?
Absolutely. It would to me. And one of the things that I'm very adamant, and it's the same thing with me, our family has diabetes. And I thought, you know what? I am in my 40s and I've read about what you're talking about and that I got to do a drastic change. So I'm completely have changed the last 2 years, my lifestyle, and has definitely improved. So for people that are listening, Celeste, to us all over the world, I think that there is not enough information. There's not enough education. There's not enough awareness. I mean, there is some, but I think that definitely what you're saying right now, do you want to see your second and third generation? Are you running workshops? Are you, I know you're in the process of rebranding, and good for you, fantastic. What are you working on for people that are listening, perhaps especially here in Toronto, in Canada, that they can attend or they can watch a conference with you? What are you working on for people to have that awareness?
Well, I do workshops. I do provide one-on-one consultations, but people can call me for a free 15-minute consultation to find out if you're a fit for the program. But my way of reversing, and when I say reversing completely means taking a chronic disease like type 2 diabetes and then completely reversing it. So when you finish working with me, you don't have diabetes anymore. So that
Incredible.
Is the program I have. So if you are taking medication from your doctor, if you're on insulin medication and you're fed up of a system I call it the Band-Aid effect. So
yes.
You have a cut and then somebody puts a Band-Aid on the cut. So your cut is supposed to heal and get well. But
mm-hmm.
the other system, and it's good for different things. I don't want to knock all the systems down. But in situations where you have a chronic disease, and the underlying root cause, one of the underlying root cause is the eating habit, then that needs to be addressed. I mean, they do some small tidbits here and there about educational tools, but the holistic perspective is customized, not one size fits all. If you have a twin sister and I'm supposed to prescribe something when it comes to health for the both of you, it has to be different, even though you're completely identical twins. So I find that the system that most people are used to is a Band-Aid system where they cover you up, the Band-Aid, and then the wound gets bigger, and then they just get a bigger Band-Aid to cover it up. But then the wound keeps getting bigger and bigger, and it's not completely healing. The holistic approach says, I see the wound. It's a deep one. But it's going to be something where you have to change yourself from the inside out. And that's why there's something called mind, body, and spirit. Because what are your thoughts that you have feeding your mind? How do you think about yourself when you get up in the morning? Do you wake up? Are you a person who has a lot of self-criticism? Because if you're eating healthy but you're criticizing yourself, you're not going to heal your disease.
It's not just about eating healthy and working out, but also your own thoughts. Yes,
your
incredible
self-esteem. If you wake up in the morning and you don't have something called self-love. Self-love is a big thing. No matter what you've gone through or what you've done in your life, you have to be comfortable being in your own skin when you wake up, because you have to live with you inside of your body for the rest of your life. So if you're not happy with living inside of your own body for the rest of your life, then how can you expect other people to know how the way you feel about yourself is the aura that you present to people. And you can't love anybody if you don't love yourself. And
Absolutely. Love
starts with self. The relationship that you have with yourself is the most important relationship that a person can have for the rest of their life, because you are living with you for the rest of your life. Where there's a saying, wherever you go, there you are. Right?
Love it. I actually haven't heard that one before, but that is, I'm going to be quoting you on that, Celeste. Love it. Oh, wow. This is amazing. People, we still have some time. And if you are interested in calling us, then just ask questions. This lady is very, very busy. She charges the hour, and she is here today talking to us about a very, very important, I would say imperative subject about your health. Type 2 diabetes is such a horrible epidemic in North America. Check her out. Our number is 323-870-4055. Celeste, I really don't want to forget, are you working on a website right now? Are you on social media? How can people find you?
I am on social media, on Facebook. I do have a couple of videos left that I did share tidbits on type 2 diabetes. I do want to go into discussing the branding, because I do have another passion that I'm combining, which is my healing and holistic health. I have a big passion for helping women. So my rebranding is going to be sort of serving people, which is mostly mainly going to be females who are in need of healing, because I'm also in the process of going back to school at the end of the month. And that's going to be another addition that I'm going to be adding to my business. I will still always serve people who have type 2 diabetes, because that's what I did. That's the first business that I started. You know, it was called Diabetes Number 2 Nutrition. But if you do go on my social media platforms, you will see the banner saying rebranding, because close to the end of the month, I should have a new website that I'm working on right now that I'm going to be launching.
Awesome. And we definitely want that website for us to definitely promote throughout our social media, Lizzie T on Facebook, on Instagram, Twitter, and obviously our website. So definitely get a hold of this lady. Now, when you're talking about healing, that's when you involve your spirituality, you involve your natural healing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, just to get a little bit personal, I wasn't always a person who practiced self-love. I was a person who went outside of myself to look for love. And when you live your life like that, you attract relationships that are very dysfunctional and very toxic. And so I gave away my power to people who fed off of my low self-esteem. So I realized, I've come to realize that in myself. And so now that I realize that, I take my power back by claiming that I love myself 100%, accept myself for who I am. I no longer choose to give away my power to anybody who feeds off of a person who has low self-esteem. And so now I live a life where I want to, that's why I'm rebranding my business, because I want to be able to serve, assist, and help women, especially women, because we are nurturers and givers naturally. And I want women to realize that before you give to anybody in the world, first you have to give to yourself.
Absolutely.
So when it comes to the healing, I do see that as a nation, when it comes to females globally, we do need to be taught, because I never saw my mom take care of anybody else. I mean, take care of herself. She took care of everybody else first. So as a little girl growing up, I didn't get an example to see my mom going to do a pedicure. Like right now, my kids say, "See you later, kids. I'm going to the pedicure. See you later, kids. I'm going to get a massage. See you later." You know what I mean? I'm going to the gym. You know, I'm going to teach yoga because I have a yoga background. And so I let my kids see, you know, my last child is a son. I'm a mom of three. And I allow my kids to see the importance of their mother taking care of themselves, because I didn't have that role model as a little girl growing up.
It is incredible how important, not so much what we say, but what we do. And I always believed in that as a mother. You could say things until you're blue in the face, but once you actually are going to the gym, what actually you are, taking care of yourself and the way that they can see it, that reflects on them. I have two girls, and they always see me working out. And now my 15-year-old, going to be, she's like, "Mom, I want to start working out." And I have never said you need to work out or you need to take care of yourself. We don't talk about the FAT word. We want to be healthy. That's
exactly
the word that we use in the house. But now she says, "You know, Mom, I want to go to the gym with you." And I'm like, wow, you know, this is incredible. I have never said to her that she needs to go to the gym. But it's just
nice.
The actions are actually, and I have a 13-year-old that also is looking, "Mom, when can I go to the gym?" Right? And she's very healthy. We talk about, we don't have sugars in the house, and it's incredible how those things that you show are more important than things that you say. Celeste, I can't believe our time is just running out. We have 2 minutes left on the show. I can talk to you forever. Once you're done rebranding, I need to invite you to our studio for us to do a video show on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you need to come and talk more about this amazing life that you are doing, and to help people all over the world. People that are listening to us right now, hopefully we'll be able to see you soon via our show, and you will be able to help a lot more people all over the world, because we definitely need it. It's been an honor and pleasure speaking with you today. Any last word, my friend?
Well, look forward to my new rebranding. It's going to be my name, Celeste London, and look, my slogan is Rejuvenate, Restore, and Redefine You.
Love it. This is going to be, you, if you haven't hired a marketing person, you definitely could take the job, because that was awesome. I love it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Celeste. Have a fantastic day, everyone. Have an amazing, beautiful day here in Toronto. It is sunny, like I said earlier, and like you said earlier. And we will talk to you soon.
Okay, take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye now. And that was Celeste, everyone, a certified natural medicine practitioner, Celeste London. Check her out. We will have the links of our social media on our website and on all on our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that good stuff. Now we will continue with our musical section, everyone. Right now is Ashley with the song Daria, and she is from the States, and I'm so happy that she chose the Lizzie T Show to play the song.
I can see you're falling apart. The pieces of who you are, you're not who you used to be. Honey, you just live inside your head. You can break, but you don't bend. You don't have to hide from me.
And that was the show for today, everyone. If you are interested in being on the Lizzie T Show, please do. Don't hesitate to give us a call or email us at va@lizzyt.com, va@lizzyt.com. And we will be happy to have you as a guest. We will be excited to talk about your book, your career, your coaching, your solo if you're a singer-songwriter, and much, much more. I am your host. I want to thank again Natasha Bridge-Mahan for sponsoring the show. Thank you so, so much. And that is it for today. We will be back on Monday with a full week of show. We are so booked for July and August, and we will be taking another week off in August, everyone. I mean, the summer is here, and we are excited that we are still here after 3 years on the show, 3 years on the air, and our TV show is taking off like a wildfire as well. I am so excited that you are listening, and I'm so excited that you are with us still. I'm your host and the producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Make it a fantastic day, everyone. Bye-bye for now.